here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, June 4th, 2013. On this date in 1896, a young electrical engineer named Henry Ford completed and successfully tested his first experimental automobile. He called it the quadricycle because it rolled around on four bicycle tires. He worked on it for 2 years out in the shed behind his house in Detroit. It was finally ready to test when he hit an unexpected snag. It was too wide to fit through the workshop doors. Ford took an axe to the doorframe and soon was rolling down Grand River Avenue. The quadricycle had a 2-cylinder, 4-horsepower engine and could achieve speeds of up to 20 miles per hour. It had 2 gears, no brakes, ran on pure ethanol, and was steered by means of a tiller, like a boat. It wasn't much to look at, just a 500-pound skeleton with a steel frame and no body, but the first test drive was a huge success. On this day in 1940, Carson McCullough's novel, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, first appeared. She was only 23, and the only thing she had published before was a short story. The novel, about a group of outcasts all drawn to the same deaf man, was a huge success. On this date in 1919, the 19th Amendment passed the Senate. 15 months later, it was ratified by the necessary 36 state legislatures, giving American women the right to vote. Susan B. Anthony drafted the original amendment with the help of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and it was first formally introduced in 1878. It sat in committee for 9 years before it went before the Senate in 1887 and was voted down. But in 1918, Woodrow Wilson threw his support behind the suffrage movement. Women had entered the workforce in large numbers during World War I, and in a speech that President Wilson gave in September, he said, "We have made partners of the women in this war. Shall we admit them only to a partnership of suffering and sacrifice and toil, and not to a partnership of right?" The amendment passed both houses of Congress the following May. It was on this day in 1989 that the Chinese government cracked down on students who were conducting pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. The demonstrations had begun months earlier after the government accused the students of planning a coup d'etat. They drew thousands of supporters from 36 universities and staged hunger strikes and sit-ins. The government declared martial law, and in the late evening of June 3rd, troops approached the square with tanks. Soldiers surrounded the perimeter of the square, and the students expected that they would kill everyone at the center. Around 4 a.m., all the lights went out, and it got quiet. The students debated whether or not they should surrender. They heard the engines of the tanks start up, and finally they made the decision to evacuate. Almost all the students survived. And here's a poem by Tom Clark entitled, "The Day Goes On Forever." We're alone, my shadow and me. You're alone with your shadow, too. The first day and the last day the same. First song, same as last song. The stream weeps passing under concrete. Habitual deer have retreated. The earth is covered with vehicles meant to secure the unknown against us. The caged bird said, "This place is very pretty, excellent for lunch, fine for sleeping. But if I might ask one thing more, how come nobody thought to put in a door?" A poem by Tom Clark entitled "The Day Goes On Forever" from his collection Light and Shade, published by Coffee House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first on the Internet. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.